Nebraska Extension Almanac.
When corn is harvested, a large portion of the leaves, husks, stalks, and cobs are left over in the field. Extension Specialist Mary Dernowski talks about how that corn residue can greatly benefit cattle performance on today's almanac.
The first thing to understand when we're talking about corn residue grazing is that we are really wanting to use the best and leave the rest. So what are we talking about? The best? Of course, down corn, which we could have a whole conversation about. But in normal situations, we're really talking about the husk and the leaf. And the husk and the leaf make up about 40% of the residue that is in the field, with the stalk and the cob making up the other like 60%. So right away, we're only going to be focused on that 40%. And then within that, we have to recognize the husk has the most energy. It is the most energy dense component in terms of true residue that is out there. And so that's mostly what we are trying to target utilization of, and the cattle select the husk. So what we're really thinking about is utilizing the husk and the leaf, and there's going to be some loss of those during the grazing season. They're going to trample some of it in, wind's going to take some of it off. So typically we suggest targeting 50% of that 40. And when we talk about 50% of that 40, that means that we are really removing about 15 to 20% of the residue in the field. So when we've grazed a target in a year where the ground is frozen, it's kind of hard to even tell they have grazed. That would be the target, if that makes sense. Where you can see the difference is it'll be hard to find any husk that's left out in the field. So husk is a great indicator of when it's time to move. When it's hard to find husk, it's time to start thinking about moving.
Although corn residue is a great nutrition source for cattle, Mary cautions that too much grazing can create problems.
We say when you get 10 bushels an acre out there, you need to do something to manage intake. I would say that even at 7 or 8 bushels, think about how much is there. So 10 bushels is 560 pounds of corn grain per acre. If I put a group of cows out onto, let's say, an 80-acre field, or maybe let's do easy math, 100-acre field, and I have 10 bushels, I mean, think about how much corn they can go and select. They can go and select nothing but a diet of corn. And cows who have been out grazing residue before automatically know, and they start selecting that. And so right away, you can run into acidosis really quick. So I actually get kind of nervous at 7 or 8, but definitely by 10, you better do something. So what's the something that you can do? The first thing, and probably honestly the best thing you could do, would be to do something where you're actually strip grazing it. So you're giving them limited access to that corn. And that allows you to actually get the rumen adapted to the corn, but also just thinking about what do those cows need. You don't want to have acidosis, because there's really good data that shows that cows that experience acidosis, it negatively impacts the rumen wall itself. And so their productivity and their longevity is decreased significantly if they go through a bout of acidosis. So it's a long-term gain.
On a future almanac program, Mary will discuss how to accurately predict how much corn residue has been left behind. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.